At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Are you tired of endlessly searching for work? Applying for jobs, never hearing back? Job openings vanish into thin air? What if there was one connection you could make and that'll link you to dozens of companies that are hiring? What if the connection was a locally owned business ready to help you and they don't charge you? Express Employment Professionals is your one connection. Go to expresspros.com. With endless opportunities, it's time to try something new in your job search. Let Express Employment Professionals help you. Expresspros.com.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. Miller Lite. Great taste, less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. And as always, please celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
I was walking in today, and I overhear Fritzy. Fritzy was talking to Seton. And Fritzy goes, "I'd like to punch him right in the mouth." And I went, "Wait a minute. Who is Fritzy talking about?" Paulie, do you want to guess who Fritzy was talking about? Fritzy, not a violent person.
No. Are we playing the "Who does Fritzy want to punch in the mouth" game?
Yes. Now, I immediately thought of you, but...
Yeah, that assumes.
But it wasn't you. Who do you think it was?
You just don't feel like Todd is necessarily a punch-somebody-in-the-mouth kind of guy.
No, no. He's very passive-aggressive.
It was an athlete.
Athlete.
Okay.
Athlete. In the headlines.
One of the LIV Tour golfers?
No, no, no. He's not angry at any of those guys.
Oh, should be.
Yeah, he's not. Yes, Heaton.
It's not Draymond, is it?
No, no, not Draymond. Marv?
Is it Steph?
Yeah, it is. Steph Curry. Fritzy gets upset. He doesn't like the shimmy. He doesn't like the chewing on the mouthpiece.
I don't. And I respect and love his game, but if I'm not a Warrior fan and I'm not just feeling that vibe, if I'm on the other team, I find that as a taunting thing. I know it's maybe just a habit and he's not doing that to taunt the other team, but the shimmying, and he's doing it for the kids, whatever, in the YouTube world and social media. But the combination of the shimmying and the flipping of the mouthpiece, that would not sit well with me.
But to punch him in the face.
That's a little harsh. I probably overstated that. I'm not a violent.
I mean, that's a direct quote.
It was a quote.
And you said it twice. Yes, Paul.
Now, the mouthpiece thing is not taunting. It's just a nervous habit that all athletes have during a game, like Nomar adjusting his gloves or whatever it may be. I don't think the mouthpiece is on purpose.
I don't think that's a taunting thing as much as maybe a tick.
Right. Yes.
Can still be irritating, though.
Can be. Wait, are you on the punch Steph in the face
bandwagon? No, I'm not. I don't want to punch Steph in the face at all. And I don't dislike him, but I don't like the shimmy or the mouthpiece thing. But I don't dislike him.
I thought he was in that category of that he's probably more liked than disliked. When he goes on the road and he does damage in your arena, you still go out to see him. He's one of those guys. Now, he's not in the category where when the Bulls came to town, you didn't mind if your team got beat. At least it felt that way. It's like, we're seeing the Bulls. But with seeing Steph Curry, feels like he's in that kind of rarefied air select company where we admire him. Derek Jeter. I don't think anybody was mad at Derek Jeter. I don't think they were angry at Derek Jeter. Yeah, see.
Derek Jeter wasn't very respected, though.
What do you mean?
Derek Jeter, for most of his career, by people who didn't like him, was considered like one of the most overrated shortstops in the history of the game.
Okay.
He wasn't even the best shortstop in New York.
But I think that they dislike the Yankees. I don't think they dislike Derek Jeter. Is this a stare down?
Agree to disagree.
I don't know if people disliked him.
There was a guy sitting in this chair for 12 years who did nothing but rag on Derek Jeter about how terrible he was.
And that's why I got rid of McLovin.
Kicked him to the
curb. Yes, I did. It took 12 years.
Yeah, good luck in New York.
Yeah. Stop making fun of Jeet. Now get out of here. Yeah, Paulie.
Steph Curry celebrates a little bit. He doesn't celebrate overwhelmingly. And there's a lot worse players than Steph Curry who celebrate making shots. He is shimmy worthy. Like when he celebrates, he's an entertainer. He's probably the most entertaining athlete in the past decade and in any sport. Entertaining. Not necessarily the greatest, but...
But who is in that category right now where... And maybe Steph's not in there. In my mind, he is. It feels like he is admired because he does something that nobody else can do.
And he has flair when he does it. Like he goes to opposing stadiums and they show up to warm-ups, and he does trick shots almost during warm-ups for the opposing fans, not just the Golden State fans.
It's like Mark McGwire in 1998 taking batting practice. You showed up early to see McGwire take batting practice. Is Patrick Mahomes in that group?
He has flair.
Okay.
Yes.
I don't think you dislike Patrick Mahomes. I think you marvel at Patrick Mahomes. I think Brett Favre was in that category. He was entertaining, and I think you admired what you saw. He was different. He was a gunslinger. Yeah, Seton?
Mike Trout in that. Oh, no. Oh, wait, never mind. Sorry.
Well, you do show up. You might show up, but when you show up, you get to see a professional baseball player.
Would Fritzy rather have Steph Curry act like Mike Trout and not do interviews and be meat and potatoes and hit the ball, run the first base, and go back to the dugout? Would you prefer that?
I would not. I guess you draw a line somewhere. I like personality, but you know, I draw the line with the flipping around of the mouthpiece and the shimmying stuff.
Okay, you got to take the mouthpiece out of this. It feels like he uses the mouthpiece. It's not like he goes, I'm just going to have a toothpick and I'm going to be, you know, chewing on it.
I just find it annoying. Granted, I'm not saying he's taunting a particular player or a team when he does that and it's a tick or whatever. Like Michael Jordan wasn't sticking his tongue out at the opponent. That's just what he did. His tongue would come out.
Okay, give me the player you like his style.
I like the style. I like a Jason Tatum type. I like someone that can do in their best moments, you know, they act like they've been there before and they go about their business.
But he hasn't been there before.
Well, from a championship standpoint, but someone that's, you know, you could show some excitement, but I think, I don't know, I just, when it comes to dancing around and stuff like that, it just bugs me.
It just surprised me when I walked in and it's first thing Fritzy's saying, I'd like to punch him in the face. And I went, who's he talking about?
That was kind of harsh. I don't know. I got to fuck the wrong side of the bed or something.
Yeah. But this has been there a while. This has been simmering for a while. Because whenever we talk about Steph Curry and you go, the mouthpiece really bothers me.
I'll be watching the game and I'll just blurt that out. I'll be watching with my wife and kids. Like, put the mouthpiece back in already.
Yeah, Paul. Jeez.
Well, you know, the All-Star game, Steph Curry saved the All-Star game this year. He single-handedly made that thing watchable from start to finish. And he was shimmying. He was turning to the crowd and playing and being a complete entertainer. He doesn't really do that turn to the crowd shimmying stuff nightly during regular season games. Like, the All-Star game was extreme. And it was fantastic. He saved the game.
Well, I think when he's feeling it, he does the shot from the corner, turn around, and then he doesn't even watch it go in. Now, would that bother me? Yes. But you know, my father would always say, well, then stop the person from doing it. Then they won't do that to you. But, Fritzy, you might have a problem. Larry Bird holding up his finger, number one, you know, hey, I'm in the three-point shooting contest before the ball goes in.
That's a borderline questionable thing to be doing. You know, act like you've been there.
Say it to his face. You want to punch Larry Bird in the face?
I don't feel that strongly about the finger with the bird. There was something about the
what about
the
Jordan?
Movement of the
shoulders. What about Jordan with the tongue?
That to me was always a tick. It wasn't like, I scored 50 on you. Sticking out his tongue like a five-year-old does, like in first grade, like I got the last lollipop. That's just his tongue comes
out.
But
I don't think he uses the mouthpiece
I actually don't think so either, but it still bothers me anyway.
Yeah.
So I will make up a story about how it's taunting to match my anger.
Okay, next time Steph Curry joins us on the program,
the first thing
I'm going to say is, hey, Steph, thanks for joining us. You know, Todd, who answered the phone, has something to say to you.
Why do you want to punch me in the face, Richie? Just a mouthpiece, relax.
All right, we'll come up with a poll question, play of the day, stat of the day, all of that forthcoming. This award-nominated program is brought to you by the great folks at Discover. Discover has your back with cash back. Use Discover to earn 5% cash back at gas stations and Target. Now through the month of June on up to $1,500 in purchases when you activate. Learn more at discover.com/rewards. Limitations apply. So the Warriors hold a 3-2 series lead and trying to win their fourth title in 8 years. It may come down to the role players. In fact, I wouldn't be surprised if it did. Outside of Steph Curry's superhuman effort in Game 4, the supporting cast has played a large role. Game 5, you had Andrew Wiggins. Also, the bench outscoring Boston's bench, 31-10. Game 3, Marcus Smart. Game 1, it was Al Horford. You have these guys who step up. Now, I don't know if it's Jaylen Brown's turn to step up. I don't know if Jason Tatum. Jason Tatum can still... I don't want to say salvage this because he's had a great year, but it feels like he's got to a point, but then he's starting to regress a little bit. We gave him a lot of credit with what he did against Kevin Durant, with the Greek Freak, with Miami. They're in the NBA Finals. I think that we put him in the HOV lane and he was the only one in the car and we went, nope, you keep going. You're a star. You're a superstar. And I thought, I don't think he is yet. He's 24. Now, he's been in the league for, what, 5 years? But I think sometimes we look at experience that, hey, you've been in the league 5 years. You have, but you're only 24. And I think the moment has been too big for him at times. And I think this is where he might need the supporting cast a lot more. Steph Curry needed it the other night, but he knew that he had it the other night. That's the one thing. These guys played well. Draymond played well. Klay Thompson has quietly played really well. He hasn't had that singular moment, maybe one game, where you go, oh, okay, Klay is back. And this is game 6 Klay tonight. Yes, Marv.
I was just going to say that. Game 6 Klay.
Yeah.
Hey, 48 tonight.
Yo, 48 minutes?
Okay, 38.
I'll take the under.
Yeah.
38 points tonight.
Well, I'll check with DraftKings. The over-under for Klay Thompson is... 20.5. Steph Curry, 28.5. If you're a Celtics fan, Jaylen Brown, 24.5. And let's see, Jason Tatum, 27.5 tonight. Thank you, Paulie.
Little comparison stat here. Kobe Bryant at age 22, his fifth year in the league. In the NBA playoffs, he averaged 30.7 rebounds and 7 assists at age 22.
Dang. I know, but that's, I mean.
He had Shaq with him.
Yeah, but also Kobe is different than Jason Tatum.
I'm just saying they.
Kobe's one of the, you know, 7 greatest players of all time.
Well, I'm just saying you're declared first team All-NBA. It's not a slight of Jason Tatum. I'm just saying look at what an all-time great did at age 22.
Yeah.
That is nutty stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, Marv.
Oh, I didn't have anything to say. I was just nodding my head.
Oh.
I was just agreeing with you because you're right.
That's where you just make up something.
You know, it's a mess game.
There you go. Just do your Klay Thompson.
Anytime it
Watch
happens.
This. Hey, yeah, Paulie.
Yeah, but, you know, the other thing, Kobe Bryant at age 20, deep in the playoffs, averaged 18 points a game, but he only shot like 30.
What, Todd?
So making up something is a difficult thing to do. I'm going to stick up for Marvin here. Paulie is a master at that. He's got 17 ideas in his head in the bullpen, and he could really go to any one of those things at a given moment and not look like he didn't have anything to say.
Thank you, Todd.
I'm amazed by that.
All right.
There you go.
Yeah. So you had nothing there, and you still...
Exactly. I still felt a need to, like, jump in there. But I think I had to have Marvin's back there. You've called on me before when I'm scratching my head, and you thought I was raising my hand. And you're like, you have anything? And instead of saying something, I'm like, no, I was just scratching my head, which is great radio.
Thank you, Tom.
At age 23, Kobe Bryant averaged 20.
By the way, Steph Curry had this to say on his back and forth with the Celtics fans.
I'm the petty king, so I know all about everything. I use it as entertainment and just have fun with it because the more you're on the stage, the more you realize the attention that's on you, how much it means to each fan base, how much it means to the cities. So you can't really be surprised by anything, because there's a lot at stake when it comes to winning championships. And the more that you get into these environments, the more you use it as entertainment and fun and embrace it, because honestly, you wouldn't want to have it any other way, knowing that you're on this stage and you're playing for something that really matters to a lot of people.
That's good. Healthy attitude. Now, they have picked on Draymond Green in the Boston Garden. They'll continue to do that. Probably Klay Thompson as well. Steph expects it. Some guys feed off of it. Some guys let it bother them too much. We'll take a break. Phone calls coming up. We'll settle on our poll question. The Lakers head coach, Darvin Ham, a little bit later on. Chris Sims, our good buddy from Pro Football Talk and NBC Sports, has his quarterback list. Got a couple of surprises in there. He'll join us coming up next hour. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 to noon Eastern or 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Dan Patrick Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR. Or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime. With tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR onto one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required, and you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
What's the response on Twitter, Seton, with our Fritzy poll question? We put up Steph Curry entertaining or annoying, and then Seton said, why don't we put up Fritzy entertaining or annoying? what's a closer race here?
Man, the Fritzy great entertaining versus kind of annoying right now is at 52% great entertainer.
Okay.
This one's swinging back and forth, though. And the comment section is just unbelievable.
Give me some comments here. We wait for Chris Sims.
Todd is a beloved comedic genius, running away with MVD.
Mm. Most valuable
Todd is the heart and soul of the Dan Patrick Show.
Okay.
Good. I thought I was the only one who found him annoying. The more he annoys Dan, the more entertaining he is. That's fair.
That is true.
That's fair.
Yeah.
Someone else suggested the poll question. Why don't you guys throw up, are you jerks to Fritzy? Which I think might be hour two. We're going to throw that one up.
No,
there.
But that's 100%.
That's 100% yes.
Yes.
That is, yeah. Anything less than that is wrong.
Yeah. Well, Marv might not say that. Marv, are you a jerk to Fritzy?
No, I don't think so. Not right now, at least.
Yeah, it's early.
I wish Dan would stop pretending that Fritzy is not the best part of the show. Without him, the show would be nothing.
I don't know if we would be nothing.
That's from Jimmy Lipper Jr. the third,
whoa,
by the way.
Okay.
How about that?
All right. I respect that. Fritzy is, I said that he might be putting up most valuable Danette numbers that will never be reached again.
Numbers.
Yes. Yes, he is. In my mind, he's putting up numbers. That's who he is. Triple double. He's doing it all. But he's doing it almost in a Steph Curry annoying type fashion. Mm. And he doesn't like Steph Curry. Wanted to punch him in the face if he played against him. Fritzy has been the most valuable Danette. Absolutely. I've said this before. I love him. I just don't always like him. That's it. The best compliment I can give him. I love him. I just don't always like him. A couple of phone calls. Anthony and Des Monet. Hi, Anthony. What do you have for me?
ADP, I kind of got to go against your take earlier on Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown driving to the hoop.
Okay.
This postseason, when Tatum drives to the hoop, 69% of the time, that results in a turnover or a miss versus his 39% shooting percentage from the three-point line. So for better or for worse, I think Boston just got to keep shooting.
All right. Well, thank you for those numbers, Anthony. All I know is, if you're not making those shots, do something else to get to the free throw line. Now, his mid-range jumper has been horrible. It's either get to the hoop, or if you're going to take a three, hopefully you get something that's not contested. But, you know, you're going to live and die by that. And it's different. You know, Golden State can live and die by that. And most times they live by that. Boston is not afforded that luxury. Like, live and die by the three-point shot. In these situations, you're going to die by it. You got to make sure that you can score points in different ways. That'd be my only suggestion. Chris Sims has his quarterback list out. We always look forward to this. It's kind of Christmas in June, and that brings us with Chris. Do you see what I did with that? Christmas.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
Well, I saw what you did.
Wow.
I've heard better from you. That's why. I mean, you got to earn it. You got to earn it.
Okay.
Christmas. Okay.
Chris Sims, Pro Football Talk Live co-host, former NFL quarterback. Let me start at the top. It used to be, at least it felt like this, Mahomes, and then it was everybody else. That's not the case anymore, but it's not like Mahomes has fallen that far. The number one quarterback in the NFL right now is...
is Josh Allen of the Buffalo Bills.
Okay.
You know, and then Mahomes again. He's great. We know that. I would almost want to say Josh Allen is one and Mahomes is 1A. That's what kind of guys they are. They're super talented. The two of the most physically gifted quarterbacks we've ever seen in football already at this point of their careers are special that way. But yes, Josh Allen for me right now is the best quarterback in football, Dan. You know, one, the physical talent. I mean, it's arguably the strongest arm in football right there with Mahomes and Justin Herbert. You know, he can throw it all crazy different ways, sidearm, whatever, body being in weird positions. And then the other thing too is, He's the best runner in football as well, not named Lamar Jackson. Other than Lamar Jackson, Josh Allen is the best running quarterback in the league. So I think you add that in, and then he's a good decision maker and can play the position from a traditional standpoint at a very high level. And to me, Dan, that was where he separated from Mahomes a little bit in this year's rankings. Mahomes, as you know, and anybody that watched football this year, you know, he did not play his best football. He was inconsistent in the pocket. He walked himself into a lot of sacks and pressures, and he was just a little too aggressive and greedy in decision-making, as we discussed during the season a few times, with just looking for the big play a little too much, which led to some problems with their offense.
Yeah, Josh Allen in the playoffs, 14 touchdowns, one interception. I didn't know if Justin Herbert was actually going to slip by Patrick Mahomes. For some reason, I thought you might toy with that idea of Justin Herbert, second best quarterback in the NFL, or Joe Burrow.
They're on the cusp. I will say I think Allen and Mahomes are in a little bit of a class of their own, but like Herbert and Burrow, they're knocking on the door a little bit. Like, hey, let me see in there. I think we can be in that room too. There's no question. Herbert, it's just the throwing is off the charts good. You know, for his size, what he does, you know, the amount of throws, when there's a clean pocket, I don't know if there's a better thrower of the football in the whole league than Justin Herbert in every which way possible. And then, you know, these top four guys, the other thing I love about their game, and to me why they surpassed Aaron Rodgers, is they're capable of doing more and being a little bit more aggressive with decision making and kind of putting their foot on your throat when that time is there to be had. And that to me was the special part about Justin Herbert. His size is a real skill. His ability to throw over people and people around him in the pocket is phenomenal. He, like Burrow, a great decision maker as well. I think he could play a little bit more backyard football. He's too good of an athlete to stand there in the pocket all the time the way he does. But Dan, I mean, you're not off. His talent and everything is up there in that conversation.
But it feels like you're holding the postseason against Aaron Rodgers. And that's fair
but you
have Rodgers, the fifth best quarterback in the NFL.
Right. And I did not go into this exercise thinking he would be number five. I never go in with preconceived thoughts. You know, I really went into it and thought, like, when I wrote my first little list down without going into studying of guys yet, I had Rodgers at three. I thought, oh, he'll be three. But then as I started to go through the year with some of these guys, I realized what I saw in the playoffs from Rodgers actually happened a lot during the year. They just they squeaked by and won the games, fortunately, a few times, even though he kind of did the same thing. You go back to the Ravens game, the Browns game, some other games that they barely won in the fourth quarter where they had comfortable leads and were controlling the game, but too conservative, not taking advantage of some plays that are there to be had to put the game away, and all of a sudden you're in a nail biter. And to me, Joe Burrow, Justin Herbert would never go down the way Aaron Rodgers went down in that playoff game. So the playoff game was really a microcosm of some things that went on during the year. It's just they were good enough to kind of overcome that, and they didn't have to play a team like the 49ers as well, which of course made those things a little tougher as well.
Yeah, Matthew Stafford is the sixth best quarterback in the NFL. This has to be based off the postseason, because the regular season he led the NFL in interceptions. Granted, it was only 17, but
yeah,
if he doesn't win the Super Bowl, is he still sixth on your list?
I don't know. I mean, if they don't win the Super Bowl and he still plays the way he does, I think he's still, yes, right there.
Okay.
You know, the rest of the playoffs were special. The year itself was still damn good, but he did do it. He went through a period of like, man, is he going to do a stupid thing every week here? Like, is this really going to happen? Now, you got to give a little benefit of the doubt, too, of learning a new offense, and he was playing injured and all that. But, hey, I've come on here, the last few years, and we've talked about this list, and he's been in the top 10, and people always question that. And the thing I love about Stafford is people don't question it now. Now you saw what he can do when he's with a team, and I think it will only get better. The interception thing is interesting. interesting, Dan, too. You know, Burrow, Herbert, they were up there in the league leaders in interceptions. But, you know, what I've came away with through this year studying a little bit is, you know, I err on the guy, throw double-digit interceptions. You're scarier as a quarterback. You're better as a quarterback when you're more aggressive. Even the way Brady played this year. Brady going down swinging. He's throwing lasers. And if they lose and he throws three interceptions, so what? The league is set up right now for the quarterbacks to go win these games and make big plays. And to me, that's where the top four are really special. They can overcome just about anything on their football team and make it happen.
Chris Sims, Pro Football Talk Live co-host with Mike Florio. Tom Brady, eighth on the list. Led the league in touchdown passes last year. Decided to come back for another year. Why eight?
Well, I look at it and go, damn, that's amazing. I guess, you know, some people look at it and probably go, well, that's mean. He should be higher than that. I mean, Brady, I think we talked about this a little bit during the year. He can take advantage of more with more than maybe any of these quarterbacks. You know, you put him on the best team in football with a great offensive coordinator, and he's going to make that team look unbelievable. He's going to get in the right decision, the right throw, make plays with his arms, all of that. But my list is predicated on, one, we're all on the same team. We all have the same team, and we're on the offense that's got a little of everything, but, you know, it's not Kyle Shanahan or McDaniels and giving you every advantage in the world that way. And then I try to base it off of, one, physical ability, two, smarts, right? Three, leadership, effect on the team, four, how you work in the pocket. Those are my main things. Brady's arm's phenomenal, but you've heard me say this before. If the protection is not good and it's just average, Brady can be kind of average. I'm just sorry. There's no way he could do what Joe Burrow did with Cincinnati and go to the Super Bowl with one of the worst offensive lines in the sport. You know, so that's where it comes in. He can do more with more, but I would say he can't do more with less like some of those other guys. As phenomenal as he is, that's the one issue he has in his game right now at this point of his career.
You have Russell Wilson 7, Brady 8, Dak Prescott is 9, Lamar Jackson is 10.
Oh, yeah, that was a tough one.
What does Dak Prescott, well, he throws better than Lamar, but as far as an impact on their team, Lamar means more to the Ravens than Dak does to the Cowboys, it feels like.
I don't disagree with you there. Lamar might have one of the most biggest effects out of anybody on their football team as far as just belief, leader in the locker room. Everybody loves him. They want to be a part of Lamar's life. That's where he's special. But I think you kind of said it. You know, one, Lamar had a down year. 16 touchdowns, 13 interceptions, and his arm is great. He can throw the ball a bunch of different ways, like Allen Mahomes. He's amazing sidearms, awkward angles, doing all of that stuff. But last year, he was just too reckless. I think that was the biggest thing I came to. Just too much trying to make a big play, squeeze a ball into the right window. Wait, this guy's open for 10 yards. Why are we trying to force the ball 30 yards down the sideline into double coverage? He got a little too loose with decision-making throwing the football last year. And, you know, Prescott, even though it wasn't his best year, I think ultimately played better, you know, with not a great defense, not much of a run game. And again, you know, you say the importance of Lamar. I get that. But Dallas is They're predicated on Dak Prescott, too. It is him, and you got to throw for 400 yards and 3 touchdowns, or I'm not sure we can win the game. So I don't think he gets quite the credit he deserves sometimes for Dak Prescott for the franchise quarterback he is.
Would you give the full boat to Lamar Jackson or Kyler Murray, the max?
Oh, I'd be scared. I would be scared a little bit.
With who?
With Lamar, just in the point of we're at a point in your career where, you know, I do think he lost a half a step last year. He doesn't have 3 rockets up his butt anymore. It's just 2.5 rockets up his butt.
How about and this? Sign for the max,
right?
Franchise, or let him go?
I would sign for the max if he gave me those options.
And Kyler Murray, same way?
Yes, I am. Again, you know, Kyler Murray.
I got to see another year.
I hear you. There's questions, certainly. And as I tell Florio all the time, there's a huge faction in the league that would never have Kyler Murray be their starting quarterback. They just think he's too small and he can't make enough plays in a crowded pocket and people are collapsing that way. And that's a big question. I'm with you. But he's still special. He's not the kind of guy, you know, you just sell or throw overboard to go, well, I think we can get somebody else. And the one thing that both of these guys have in their favor, Dan, is the organizations have kind of gone all in on them, and they've made an offense that really fits them and not very many people. And to me, that's kind of where they have a little bit more power in this situation than most.
You got Deshaun Watson, the 13th best quarterback. What are you basing that off of?
Yeah, that's another one. It's tough. I mean, I know when Deshaun Watson's playing and all systems go, he's in the top five quarterback conversation. I get that. But, I mean, we've gone a year without playing football, a year and a half without really practicing football until just here recently with some OTAs. I can't think that he's just going to come back and hit the ground running and we're going to be like, oh, man, look at him. He's one of the best in the game right now. I got to think there's going to be a little bit of a, wait, let me get back and get used to things a little here. And then I don't know, maybe the fact that I really don't expect him to be playing football this year kind of maybe made me a little biased with that a little. But he was, again, another guy that was very tough to place in this list.
You have Ryan Tannehill in there at 15.
Yeah.
Can he win a game in the playoffs with his arm?
He can. He definitely can. Last year, fell a few spots.
Come on.
Well, yeah, he can. I mean, he's you know, they beat the Ravens a few years ago. I know there weren't big yards, but he made like two or three big-time throws in Baltimore to win that game and get them there. Mm. You know, so there is, you know, that element. You know, now, is he going to win the game with his right arm to the capacity of, like, I think what you're talking about, like Joe Burrow or Mahomes or Josh Allen? No. That's why he's 15. Those guys are special. You just go all in with those guys and go give them the ball every play and let them make it happen. No, you got to – Tannehill is smart, can do it all, but is he the guy that you want to just go, let's play through him and let him just, you know, run the show? No. No, not at all. And I think last year a little too, he lost sight of the team they were and just took too many chances. Play defense, control the ball, and just a splattering of big plays, and you're going to be tough to beat. And in that playoff game, he took things into his own hands, and that bit him in the butt.
I would be nervous if I'm an Eagles fan because you have Daniel Jones, Zach Wilson, Justin Fields, Jimmy Garoppolo, Carson Wentz, Baker Mayfield, Mac Jones. They're all ahead of Jalen Hurts. Are the Eagles going to look back and regret this, that they didn't make a quarterbacking change with all of the talent that they have on that team?
I think that they want to make it work with Jalen Hurts. You know, they have questions about him. They can say what they want, and they'll continue to say positive things, and they should. I get that. There's work that's got to be done there. But, you know, No, there's a reason we heard them in some of the quarterback rumors and pursuing teams that way. There's an issue with his game. They have a great team. I mean, it's a team that, again, you look at it and you go, man, there's not a spot on the roster right now where you don't go, whoa, that's kind of top notch. And, you know, their offensive line is the best in football. So that helps out Jalen Hurts. I know he can run. He's a great leader. You know, he's pretty smart and is how he reads the field and all that. But the throwing is below average standards for an NFL quarterback. It is, plain and simple. And there, it's going to look okay, Dan, against the middle class and the poor of the NFL. It's just, what's it going to look like, again, when we get to some of the top-tier defenses in the game that we saw last year? And then it becomes, whoa, man, we don't really have much of a drop-back pass-game element. And, yes, I'm one that sits there and goes, yeah, if Eagles had Trevor Lawrence or Zach Wilson or one of those guys as their quarterback, the Eagles fans can say what they want. They would be more excited about those guys being their quarterback, and they'd be going, oh, my gosh, look at what we're going to be this year. And I trust them more, yes, to run. Again, we're all on the same team, a normal offense and all of that stuff that, yes, I think they have more talent, and they will surpass Jalen Hurts this year, and everybody will see that.
Is this Tua's last chance in Miami?
Yes, definitely.
What does he have to do where you think the Dolphins front office is going to go, he's still our quarterback?
Right. It, you know, it's funny because Hurts, it's almost the same thing. It's almost the you know, the intended, like, wait, you have so much talent here. There's we're going to know what how good you are.
Who would you rather have? Who would you rather have?
Woo. Man, that is a really good question there. Gosh. Well, I mean, I guess what I'm saying here with my rankings is I think Jalen Hurts is a little bit better as of right now. I do think that Tua might have more potential, though. It's just Tua, he's got a quick release. He's a gifted passer, not a thrower, as far as touch and anticipation and all that. I just think if they can win and he can show that, you know, again, you don't have to dial up some crazy scheme play for us to get 10 or 15 yard gain every now and then. And I can put the ball into a tight window and make some throws that move the ball that are, you know, outside the realm of, okay, it's wide open and served up on a silver platter. I think that'll do it. But those are big ifs because he plays small in the pocket. He does not have a big arm. And the other thing that's scary about Tua, when you go back and watch, he's horrible in the elements and he plays in the AFC East. To where you go, every game it's cold, windy, a little bit of precipitation, he loses control of the football. And that's got to be an area of an improvement for him down in Miami.
Good stuff, as always.
Thanks, man.
All right.
You're the man.
Talk to you soon. That's Chris
All
Sims.
Right, buddy. See you guys.
Pro Football Talk Live co-host. Great show that precedes hours on Peacock with Mike Florio. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
I'm George Reister, host of the Reister or Wrong podcast. This is the intersection where sports, business, society, and pop culture meet the truth. Absolute fire on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. Facts only. Make sure you check your feelings at the door because no BS is allowed. We keep it 100. This is where real conversations happen. Listen to the Right or Wrong podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Paulie, well, it's halftime and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win, but that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app. Like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on. Or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. and it's less filling, only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite. Who's the football player who is going to, is he going to take off his pinky? Does he play?
Marcus Davenport,
yeah,
defensive end for the Saints.
Yes.
So back when he was in college at UTSA, he had pinky problems. And, you know, it's not like he has a recent injury. He's had it for a while now, and he's had like a couple of different procedures on it where, but he's got like nerve damage and there's an infection, and it's hampering his career. So he took it off like a top third of his pinky.
Well, a doctor did.
Yeah.
Okay.
In conjunction with him and his pinky.
But is this like Ronnie Lott type thing?
Similar, because if you read back about Lott, he wasn't just being a tough guy. It was like there was exposed nerves, and it was going to prevent him from playing in the playoffs.
Yeah.
But Davenport, it's just, you know, he showed it to the reporters at the media session, said, here's the nub. But he had it amputated.
Yeah, see.
So Marcus Davenport already had a plate in his finger?
Yes.
Then that also, that broke. And then got infected. Man, that sounds like it makes sense.
Anytime you're around these offensive linemen or defensive linemen, I'm shocked when their fingers don't go like in strange directions. When you see like David Deal played with the Giants, Brian Baldinger, like they have fingers that it looks like, you know, that can't be real, that it's bent that way. And it just gets in the way when you're trying to block somebody or grab somebody's jersey. Yeah, Paul.
I'll bet these guys are so tough. Like, you know, the pain of having the finger.
Yeah.
You know, people will be embarrassed to not have their top of their finger. But these guys, like, I got to deal with this every day. Just take it off so I can relax.
I spoke to Darvin Ham yesterday after the show, the Lakers head coach. He won a championship with the Pistons. He played 8 years in the NBA. He also won the slam dunk contest back in 1996. He also brought down a backboard. He played at Texas Tech. They were playing against North Carolina in the tournament, and he brought down a backboard, broke it. He was in the slam dunk contest, and that was the slam dunk that Kobe won in 1997. He's been around the league. He was with the Bucks. He was with the Hawks. He was with the Lakers, and now he's back with the Lakers as the head coach. And I started the conversation by saying, you played against both Kobe and Michael Jordan. How would you compare LeBron James' approach to being great to those two players?
Mike was the trailblazer in the term of the type of modern basketball we see. The way he was built, his athleticism, is a multifaceted game. The way he could shoot, the way he could play, make, defend. He kind of was a guy turning the page forward to, you know, beyond the Magic and Bird era. And then you had Kobe, who was like an offshoot of Mike, really, really eerily similar to the same physical makeup, same type of playing style. Kobe doesn't get, in my opinion, enough credit because he's so much the prototypical Michael Jordan guy. Like, he's attached to Michael forever, in my opinion. But even standing on his own, he was able to, you know, make leaps and bounds in terms of his impact on the game and, you know, what he was able to accomplish individually. But LeBron is just like something we've never seen. A guy at that size, that physical stature, with that skill set, and the ability to play all five positions. It's like LeBron to me is like a new version of Magic Johnson 2.0. You know, it's. I have this funny saying, Dan, to myself, like every NBA player has an NBA father. You know, you look at Kobe and Mike, you look at, to me, Magic and LeBron, you look at Dirk and Larry Bird, like, everybody has a NBA father. So it's fun to talk about, but what LeBron has been able to do in his own era and leading the charge for this new crop of young talent is second to none. I mean, he's right up there, top five, in my opinion, of all time.
You turn 49 next month. Why did it take this long to get a head coaching job, in your opinion?
I don't know. You might have to ask some of these ownership groups and some of these front offices. I had a young coach one time ask me, what does he need to do to become an NBA head coach? I said, well, you're asking the wrong guy. I haven't become one yet.
I know how not to get a head coaching job, apparently.
But, it's everything has its own time. I like I always say, we're all on God's time. And sometimes you may think you're ready for something, but, you know, it's just not your time. The circumstances, you know, are various in various situations. But I'm here now. I feel comfortable in the seat. I'm not fearful or apprehensive about anything. There's no perfect way to go about doing this. You ask all 30 NBA head coaches, and they may give you a different answer on what they need to do to be successful. And I've learned a lot. I've had the opportunity to play and work alongside some phenomenal, phenomenal head coaches. So I feel comfortable in my skill set. I'm going to make sure we do our due diligence and put a good staff around me and put together the best roster we can possibly put together and move forward one day at a time.
He's the new Laker head coach, Darvin Ham, joining us on the program. Did you keep any part of that backboard that you shattered back in 1996? Like, did you think about keeping any of that?
I do have a few pieces of glass in a little case in my man cave.
What do you remember about that game? Was against North Carolina?
Yes. It just, the one thing that always sticks out is the way we were just counted out before the tip-off, leading up to tip-off. No one thought we had a chance, and they had a formidable ball club. You know, they had Vince Carter, Antoine Jameson, Shamon Williams, Jeff McGinnis. They had some really, really good players, about four or five pros. So, and here we are, this little bitty team from West Texas who had a great record but not great recognition because of playing the fact that we were in a very small market. So a lot of people didn't get a chance to see us, but just that game started out just back and forth. And up until that play, you know, it was a really hard fought game. And once that play happened, it just completely shifted the momentum to our direction. So it's a great, great memory. It's something that I get reminded of all the time. I still get magazines to sign in the mail.
Oh, cool.
I still have people show up to arenas talking about that play, and it gets mentioned all the time, even 26 years later.
Well, if you would have done that in the slam dunk contest, maybe Kobe wouldn't have won, right?
If I'd have taken my time in the slam dunk contest, I think I went a little too fast, but I'm still bitter about being the only one that made three dunks and three really nice dunks at that and didn't make it to the second round. So that was, I think the fix was on.
Help me understand. I think people expect you to fix Russell Westbrook, and at his age, he's not changing, but how do you, what is your game plan for Russ and how to incorporate him better into the Laker offense?
I think the style of play we're going to have, you know, all of those guys, not only just Russ, but LeBron, AD, they're going to be able to share the load. And one thing I mentioned to Russ is the way I'm built, the success I've seen, especially most recently here in the last 9 years, in the last 4 years, being with Coach Bud in Milwaukee, also in Atlanta, but in Milwaukee. One thing we always preached and will continue to preach to be our foundation of our teams is a defensive mindset, being able to defend at a high level. And I challenged him, and he accepted the challenge. You know, that's a part of the word sacrifice we use. And being able to move him around in different spaces on the floor as we go back on the offensive end. Sometimes he's going to be off the ball, slashing. Sometimes he's going to play in the dunker. Sometimes he's going to be initiating things. He may post up a little bit. He may be the screener in pick and roll. So being able to diversify his plan of attack, where he's not just rushing the ball up the court, facing three defenders every time, and having to, you know, put his, like I said, the press conference, put their, run to the telephone booth and put their capes on. Like, we need to, everybody needs to be involved with what we're doing on both sides of the ball. And I think it'll make it easier, lighten the load, and also allow us to get stronger as the season gets longer.
I've mentioned this before on my show that the Greek Freak, Anthony Davis was Giannis before Giannis, but it feels like Giannis has surpassed him. Why is that?
Well, I think, you know, it's a real part of our game, the element of injury. When you're not able to stay healthy, you know, it stunts growth. But, you know, I just saw Anthony yesterday. He looks great, doing a great job taking care of his body. And the key for him has always been just to have him available. You know, when he's healthy, he's one of the top 5-7 players in our league. And, you know, the biggest thing with that is, again, lightening the load, and making them feel like they don't have to take fourth quarter shots in the first quarter, or play playoff basketball in the first month of the season. Everyone has to pitch in, and I think different ways will move them around on, defensively as well as offensively. We'll lighten that load a little bit, where he's not flying all over the place having to cover for everyone defensively, or he's not taking a beating every single play down the floor, just trying to ISO, like playing faster offensively. And again, having that team pride and every man accounting for one another defensively, I think will help him, give him the best chance to not only stay healthy, but get back to that championship level of play that we've been accustomed to seeing him.
Do you care who wins the NBA Finals?
Not really.
Are you going to watch tomorrow night?
Yes, indeed. Well, I'm kind of rude. I have to be honest, and Laker Nation, don't beat me up for this one. It's more on a personal level. But, you know, I love Steve Kerr. Both of those guys, he and Ime, are extremely good human beings. But it's a little something in me with Ime being a first-time head coach and doing what he's doing. I think, especially as an African-American coach, first timer with that organization, the magnitude of expectations that are there with the Celtics, it gives me a lot of inspiration. It gives me a lot of excitement. And, you know, I wish them both well, though, at the end of the day.
Steph, the greatest shooter of all time?
Could be. I played with a really good one in Ray Allen. But, yeah, if head-to-head, sorry, Ray, I'll probably have to put my money on Steph.
If I said Bird, Ray, Steph to win the game.
I'm going with Larry Legend.
Oh.
I'm going with Larry. I'm sorry. Larry at 6'9", 6'10", with that strap he had on his arm. Nah, I'm going with Larry.
Did he do damage to you?
Larry, you know, I grew up in Saginaw, Michigan, man, as a Detroit Piston fan. And so Magic Johnson being from Michigan was always my favorite player, but the Pistons were always my favorite team. And, man, some of those Piston-Celtic battles in the 80s, see, I'm of a certain age. I'm dating myself now, but I fell in love with the game in the 80s. And I thought you had some of the best NBA basketball, some of the best matchups, some of the best college ball also. But those Celtics, man, with Bird, McHale, Parrish, Dennis Johnson, all those guys. I hated Danny Ainge. Like Jerry Sheesting.
Yeah.
Like all those guys. I still laugh with Cedric Cornbread Maxwell when we were playing them in the series. And those, I hated those guys, man. Everybody in the state hated the Celtics. Especially now I'm a Laker. It's deepened even more.
Great to talk to you, and congratulations. Good luck, Darvin.
Thank you so much, Dan. Great seeing you.
That's Darvin Ham, the Lakers head coach. We recorded that interview yesterday. Got a big job ahead of him, and this is your first job. You're going into that with the front office. You also have LeBron at the tail end of his career, trying to motivate Anthony Davis, trying to figure out Russell Westbrook. And then what other parts can you put in there that will complement this team to make it a formidable team? Can you trade anybody? Probably not. Jeff in Detroit. Hi, Jeff. What do you have for me today?
What up, though? One time for Chad Ruh. Listen, that was a wonderful interview right there. Man, first of all, he was not lying about our hatred for the Celtics. It was real. It was really real. I hated Bird because he was so good. And now that I'm older, I can appreciate the person that he's become. First of all, very good interview with Brady yesterday, man. I got a lot of points up out of that. Shout out to Bob Schmidt, who does the open on your show, man. That Velcro bit with the wallet and you saying come to daddy off had me in stitches, dude. And my thing, I kid you not, it was just classic. Who you got tonight, Dan? What do you see happening? Put your Nostradamus hat on for me.
I think the Celtics are going to win tonight, and we're going to game seven. I said it from the beginning, there would be a seven-game series, and I still like Golden State to win. I hope we see Boston be able to show who they truly are, and because it's been inconsistent. They haven't put together four good quarters. I'm not even talking four great, but just four consistent quarters. And if you're able to do that, then we're going back to San Francisco for Sunday's Game 7. And I hope so. I'd love to see that. You know, Game 7, can't go wrong. It's like, you know, all of those games, all those finals with Jordan, we never went to a Game 7. I don't want to sweep. You know, I love seeing that on the big stage and everything is happening. It's, you know, we had the Yankees and the Red Sox in 03, and, you know, you go to seven games. And then all of a sudden it's like Red Sox and the Cardinals, and you go, wait, it's over. What happened? It was that quick. You want to see those games go as long as they can because these careers come and go. Having been around long enough where you see somebody in college or even high school, and then that's it. They're done. Steph Curry at Davidson. And then here he is, what, 34 years of age. How much longer is he going to play? Two, three more years? Maybe a little bit more? Tom Brady watching that Rose Bowl, and he's not even starting against Washington State. And now he's at the very tail end of this. It's just, I remember seeing Drew Brees at Purdue as a Hall of Fame career, like that. It happens, and it happens so quickly. And then you miss that player, that team. You know, Bjorn Borg is the classic example. He retired at 26, and I was so caught up in loving John McEnroe that I really missed Bjorn Borg, the greatness that he showed certainly at Wimbledon. And then it was all done, and it's like, oh my God, do you realize how great he was in that short period of time? It's because you get kind of caught up where you're rooting against somebody or even rooting for somebody, and then it's all done. And I hope Steph Curry has that moment, puts to bed this, well, I never was finals MVP. He's still going to be a first ballot Hall of Famer and one of the greatest players of all time and the greatest shooter of all time. I thought it was interesting, though, Darvin Ham, I said, you know, you got to win a game, one shot. I'll give you anybody you want. He said, I'll take Larry Legend. You know, it's one thing to make shots. It's another thing to make a shot when you have to make a shot, when everybody knows you have to make a shot. And that's the difference with good to great, great to all time. It's, I want the ball. They know I want the ball. I'm going to shoot it. They know I'm going to shoot it. And then when you make it, that's devastating.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
What do the most successful growing businesses have in common? They're working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests. And in tournaments, to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
Seton, what if I told you there's a bacon, then there's number one thick cut, tastes like a touchdown in your mouth bacon?
You must be talking about Wright brand bacon, because they are not playing when it comes to the premium quality of their bacon.
It's thick cut, hand trimmed, and real wood smoke, real. And you can tell.
So why settle for average bacon when you can have the real stuff?
That's right. And if you're looking to upgrade any meal, try Wright brand bacon. That's called Wright brand bacon. You won't regret it.
Experience bacon the right way.